Number two, look at verse 29. The second thing about Mary is it's uncommon that Mary chose to bow to God's grace. Do you know, Mary sticks out in the first century because there's only a handful of people that it appears were really listening to God. All of them were religious. I mean, they were so religious, they were tithing everything and going to the temple and doing all their stuff. But most of them, they weren't really listening. They were just going through motions. Jesus said that the multitude, the majority, were not really following him. The majority were not listening. What's the difference? Well, right here. But when she saw him, look at verse 29. Now we're back to Luke. So back from John to Luke, chapter 1, verse 29. And when she, that's Mary, saw him, that's Gabriel the angel, she was troubled. That's an interesting word, troubled. It means falling apart. I mean, can you imagine standing in front of an angel? By the way, there are seven angels, it says in Revelation, that always face the throne of God. They're called seven pillars of fire because Hebrews 1 says that angels are flames of fire that are surrounding the throne. And so these seven pillars of fire, and we know two of them, Michael and Gabriel, they're always facing God, and they are these amazing, powerful angels. And one who is always facing God comes down and talks to this teenager. And she was troubled. I mean, I don't know whether he was glowing or what. It doesn't matter. The Bible, if it mattered, the Lord would have told us. But it scares her. She was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting it was. Verse 30, then the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, for Mary, for you have found favor with God." Now, one of the neat things about the Bible is it was written in a very precise language. The New Testament was primarily written in the Greek language, and the Greek language is very precise. The Hebrew language is very picturesque. The Greek language is very precise. And literally, if you looked at the order of the words here, this literally means you have been discovered by the grace of God. The found favor with God means discovered. God's grace discovered you. In other words, you were found by grace. You know, the first time grace shows up in the Bible, do you know, remember where that is? That's in Genesis 6. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God is in the business of discovering people with his grace. And Mary was intercepted by God's grace, and her hearing and believing God's word led her to the open arms of, look at verse 47, since you're in verse 30, look down 17 verses. What does she call God in verse 47? Isn't that interesting? We could clear up a lot of wrong theology if people would just read the Bible instead of putting their thoughts above the Bible. Mary says, "God is my Savior." Mary needed a Savior, and God the Savior found her in her sin with his grace in verse 30. And she confessed from then on that God saved her and he was her Savior. How do you like that? Mary was not sinless. She was a sinner and was discovered, like all of us who are saved have been, by the grace of God. And she called God her Savior. Mary joined the countless multitudes that will surround God's throne in heaven, singing that they are heirs of eternal life by God's grace. One hymn writer put it this way, "Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our shame, yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was shed." Grace. You want to live an uncommon life in the Spirit? Bow to God's grace. Mary said, "I don't deserve this. I don't understand why you want to do this to me. But I bow before you and receive your grace. And you're my Savior." You want to have an unusual life that's uncommon? Listen to God. And when you hear his voice through his word, bow and submit and receive what he offers.